Oh, is that Johnny in there? What you doing?
I'm here.
Hi.
Hello.
In the same mood for the last 5 years. John Hite.
Most of the time.
I've never seen you in any other state of mind or frame of mind or with anybody else's mind but yours.
Okay.
Johnny?
Yes.
You're my inspiration. I think of you as sort of a heroic figure.
Neolithically
speaking.
Okay.
In a Shakespearean way.
I understand.
I'm a tragedy myself.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so hard on yourself.
Yeah, I'm a farce. Let's have some downtime, shall we?
Okay. Would you like me to do news?
No, I'd like some downtime.
Okay.
I know it's a tough thing. I know when I was with John Gordon on the air recently, not used to working with someone. I was with Johnny Gordon. We were at Twins Fest, and he said to me beforehand, if one of us is going to speak, motion to the other by pointing. I said, good call, Johnny. Is that how it worked with you and Dan Gladden? I always wonder why you don't step on each other more. Is it a pointing deal? Or do you got a light system? You know, one guy presses a light when he's done, or... It does amaze me that they don't step on each other more.
Yes, yes.
How do they know when the other guy's done talking? Because there's about a fraction of a second, and then the other guy starts, and how come it's never an interruption deal? Hardly ever.
Do they point? Did he answer?
I didn't ask him.
Oh, I thought you asked him.
But he was pointing to me, or he was nodding sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I didn't know this was the plan, I'd think, John, you know, looking for a date? Because he was about, we'd have guests in between, and then he'd be on the far end kind of nodding, winking, pointing. You know, it was
sure.
weird. But that's how it works in the big time.
Mm-hmm.
I've never had that.
It's fun to listen to good sports teams work.
Yeah, I don't know how they do it. I worked a little while with Lauren Green? No. Who's Lauren Green?
Bonanza.
Yeah, no, I didn't work
Ben
with
Cartwright.
Him. I worked with Lauren, God, who's the old White Sox play-by-play guy? Lauren, not Davis. That was my old producer. Lauren... Put it into a search engine, Lauren and the White Sox and play-by-play.
Did you ever find out about Lyle Wagoner? Is he still alive?
He's alive and well at
oh,
the age
Oh, you never
of...
told me that.
I was distracted.
Give him some water. It was
he's alive and well
and
at the age of 71.
Living in a
71.
Beverly Hills old folks home?
Huh. Yes.
I wonder if he has shrunk. Wouldn't it be funny if he's shrunk now? He's about 4'10". As they age, sometimes that happens, especially the big guys. Sort of a collapsing thing, floor onto floor onto floor onto floor, and next thing you know, you're 4'10".
Is the same size as Tim Conway today. They did a reunion show.
Lauren Roberts?
Does it say White Sox play-by-play? Put White Sox... Maybe his last name was Lauren. Put White Sox play-by-play in Lauren. I used to do color with him when he was doing play-by-play for the Saints. And he hated my guts. It was the most surreal and embarrassing thing to listen to in the Twin Cities. It was on Channel 23. And he was very professional. He was one of these guys Vec had resurrected.
Sure.
I think he had gone the way of so many play-by-play guys, Harry Carey and others. It was a drinking deal, you know, and he had lost his job. Someone's calling who has the answer. I'll get it. Hello?
It's Lauren White.
Lauren White?
Yep. It really is.
All right, thanks. I appreciate that. See if it is Lauren White. That doesn't sound familiar. I work with the guy that doesn't even sound familiar. What? That was his name? Lauren White? See, that's his name. No, that's... You're holding up a picture of Lauren Bacall. I wanted to work with her. You know what she said, John? She said, why don't you come up and see me sometime?
No, she did. Yes. No, that was Mae West. She said...
No, it wasn't.
One.
It was Lauren Bacall.
No, it was Mae West.
What did Lauren Bacall? Oh,
Lauren
whistle.
Bacall did the whistle thing. Yes. So you got it wrong even that way.
2 days in a row, I could not get that story straight.
It was in a movie with Bogart. That
Lauren White actually sounds right. It was a movie with Bogart?
Yeah, that she said, you know how to whistle, don't you?
Mm. Where does the term Bogart that joint come from? What was the relationship to Humphrey, do you know?
Is there one? I don't know.
Well, it must be. Where would they come up with Bogart? I don't get that.
He was smoking all the time.
That's probably where it comes from.
Cigarette in his hand all the time, maybe.
Yeah. He said, you know how you smoke? You just put your lips together and suck. Do we have it? Is it Lauren White? It probably is Lauren White.
Yes.
It is, okay.
It is Lauren White.
So I'm working with Lauren White, and he's dead serious because he takes this, you know, it's the Saints.
Sure.
Relax.
Yeah.
But he wants to get back into the pros. So much like Daryl Strawberry, he's trying hard, hoping to get a phone call. He's not going to screw around. But I'm screwing around.
Yeah.
And it was Channel 23, which at the time I believe was a Christian station. Is it still?
I'm not sure.
Well, it was then. And let me tell you, after day one of working with Lauren, they call me into the office. They say, Tommy, a couple of things. Do you have any better clothes? And can you not say hell as much? Now, you know, I'm not a TV guy.
Sure. Sure.
I didn't even think about that stuff.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But I was screwing around doing color, and Lauren would say something. He'd do the play-by-play, and then I'd say, you know, Lauren, the history of chewing tobacco, and then I had researched this stuff. I just had weird things I'd
sure.
throw in. The history of chewing tobacco in the major leagues is, and I'd go into this thing, and there'd be this silence after he'd, the long silence, and he'd say, okay, now batting. And it was almost intended to make me feel like a fool.
Oh,
and it worked. And I, speaking of Bogart, that joint, I used to get letters from guys who'd say they'd get together on these nights when these Channel 23 Saints games were and get stoned and roll, just laugh listening to these ridiculous broadcasts where Lauren hated me.
Do you have any tapes of those, Tommy?
God, I should. They were just, and eventually Channel 23 comes to me and says, Mish, we're going to try something different. We're going to try something different. We're going to get you out of the booth with Lauren. We're going to get you out of there. And we'll periodically go to you with these little 60-second vignette things, you know, where man, guy in the stands deal. And I said, fine, you know, whatever you want to do.
Sure.
I was getting paid. It was a good job. So first time they go to me, I am standing next to a guy getting a massage from a Sister Rosalind
right,
helper.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And They got an earpiece, and they're saying, all right, Tommy, we're going to go to you in 20 seconds. I said, okay, I'm going to do something with this guy getting a massage. This will be good. And the guy's got his face down into the donut, the padded donut. And they say, all right, 5 seconds, Tommy. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi, everybody. I'm standing here with a fella getting a massage. What I don't realize is what the massages are typically used for is sobering up. Often, guys who are drinking too much go to get a massage to just kind of... Get back into reality.
Sure,
maybe
sure.
Get to a point where they can maybe drive home. And so I said, well, who do we have here? And the guy lifts his head up and right into the camera and into the microphone. I love the St. Paul Saints. And I said, well, maybe getting a massage from Sister Rosalind just makes you feel hammered. And back to you, Lauren. You know, and then there's the long pause again.
Yeah, uh-huh.
When am I going to no longer work with this clown? He's thinking to himself.
And how soon was it that he wasn't?
Well, I think that was my last night. But not because of Lauren. I think because of the Saints.
Is it Lauren or Lauren, L-O-R-N?
Well, I called him Laurie, which also ticked him off. So anyway, the... Because
I'm saying Lauren Brown...
That's who it is. It's Lauren Brown.
Okay.
That's who it is. I knew white didn't sound
well,
right.
Well, it's a color.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's Lauren Green, the freaking Martian who was on Bonanza. So then but I didn't lose the job because of Lauren complaining on that night.
Yeah.
The general manager then of the St. Paul Saints went ballistic. He was listening in his office, and he lost his mind. He said, he called me into the office.
We've been trying for 4 years to shut down this reputation that the Saints is just one big beer fest, one big drug fest, and in one 60-second spot, you destroy all our efforts, everything we've done.
He went nuts on me. You know, I'm just trying to have some fun.
Sure.
That's when I realized, you know, I'm getting back to radio. There's a nice little gig over in the Midway, KSTP, you sit down. You relax. It's no big deal.
Well, the Saints were supposed to be fun.
I guess that was not the fun they were hoping to promote.
I understand.
All right.